Welcome. This is Why Life Is. I'm your host, Niles McFlower. And tonight we have a really unusual show because I have a lot of things to tell you about. And tonight's show is on a science that's kind of been invented by myself and a spiritual group I'm a member of called, well, we pronounce it Phi Chi, but it's spelled with a QI, which is weird, you know, but that's like the more Chinese kind of spelling, QI, Chi, instead of CHI, which I think is a more Americanized spelling. And we're going to talk about the science of Phi Chi and how it affects herbal medicine. And I'm going to tell you a lot about the metaphysics involved in it, because that's what the show is about, metaphysics and spirituality. Also on today's show, I'm going to be letting you know about some things that our group here has been involved in, which is includes the sponsoring of a national show that is going to be on the air. I'm going to mention it right now, and then I'll bring it up a few more times so that if people tune in later in the show, they'll still get it. And that is, there is a show on pandemic bird flu. That's the name of it, pandemic:bird flu. It's a two-hour special on the Discovery Science Channel. Now, the Science Channel is one of the series of about a dozen Discovery channels, so you have to look for it in your time zone on either cable or satellite. It's not broadcast, but it is on either cable or satellite. And if you get either cable or satellite, you'll be able to watch this show. In some areas, not all, it's also available in HD, meaning that full-screen HD, which in all areas you can kind of get a simulated HD kind of effect. But in some areas, it's in full-screen, full HD, which is great. We don't have it here in Phoenix. That's where I'm at. So I won't get to see it in full HD, actually. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this show is it kind of fits in with everything we're doing tonight. There is a very high, extremely high likelihood that there's going to be a pandemic within the next year or two. Now, I'm not an alarmist, and I don't want these people to think, oh, terrible things are going to happen. The sky is falling. I'm Chicken Little. But I'm going to read to you what is stated by the producers of the show, and they've researched this quite a bit, is to say something like this. I can tell you that these people, the Science Channel and Discovery people, are extremely accurate. They try to get up to the moment of what they think is to be the truth. It isn't always right. I don't want you to think that, but I'm going to read to you what it says. This is a film about what will happen when the flu pandemic takes hold. You sort of saw that's a definite statement. An accurate account of a global disaster that the world's governments have foreseen and are expecting at any moment. Holy cow. Okay, well, that's their understanding. Now, I don't think it's at any moment. My opinion is that we've got about a year to it the most. One of the things that may be helping us, and this is a terrible part of it, is global warming. The warmer it gets, every degree it gets warmer on the planet, decreases the level or likelihood of a pandemic, because the flu likes cold. It doesn't like heat. It has to do with the way we get infected with it and it gets transmitted, and it just prefers, the virus itself prefers, generally, a colder climate. Now, that aside, that doesn't mean that we couldn't have a pandemic break start next week for all, or tomorrow or whatever. Now, the important thing to understand is that we are, when I say we, one of the companies that spiritual group I'm part of runs and helps to support is called Alternative Health Approaches. And that company has developed a product called ViroPel. And ViroPel is an antivirus product that is profound in effectiveness trials in how it affects flu viruses. Colds as well, by the way, but for tonight we're really focusing on flus. And it was tested on an A type, specifically it's called H3N2, which is pretty close but not the same as bird flu. Because there is no real bird. There was no real bird flu you can test it on, and even today, that's kind of like a true statement. And with this other kind of A-type flu, which bird flu is an A-type flu, those are the worst kind of flus, by the way. It did an exceptional job, like 95% of the people that took it in this effectiveness trial got over this flu very fast and had very limited severe symptoms, whereas the control group, those are the people who didn't get the ViroPel, they got sick very badly, and they were sick for quite a long time. So we got this product together. Now, it's based upon the science of Fai Qi, yes, which we're going to be talking about, and it has to do with metaphysics. There are a lot of metaphysics in how this product works. And we discovered that this science can be applied to almost any herbal product, specifically using the science behind it, which means that you're not just mucking around throwing this herb in and that herb in and see how it works and then try something else and I don't know. It's sort of like we hit a home run almost every time we use the concepts behind this science, meaning that we create a product and right off the bat it works with virtually no side effects and amazing levels of success in helping people to feel better, which is, after all, a very important thing, and maintaining wellness in people. And that's a critical element. Now, you might say, well, why not let them make those, those special vaccines and have them just produce that? Well, you know, vaccines are a wonderful thing, particularly if you have a known virus or bacteria that you want to protect people from and to inoculate them. In some cases, they have literally wiped out some diseases, polio being one of them. But, you know, the interesting thing about vaccines is they work on viruses particularly and on bacteria that are not likely to mutate very much or very often because they're very specific. In other words, the vaccine gets your immune system raring to go and has lots of antibodies if you get infected by a specific type of pathogen. Problem about flus is that they work by mutation. As a matter of fact, they live to mutate. It's sort of like, hey, I'm here to change, you know? And they mutate in a way which is fantastically successful compared to other types of viruses, and that is they exchange, listen to this, they exchange little bits and pieces of themselves among themselves so that they can learn in a second everything another virus learned over eons of evolving. Tell me that isn't scary. And they just exchange material back and forth. You may not know that. I mean, a lot of people don't. It sounds like something out of, you know, an alien picture or something. But that's how flu viruses particularly behave in general. And that makes them almost impervious to vaccines because, you know, no sooner come up with something that works on one specific virus and it has changed by infecting another person and exchanging whatever flu virus is in that person and they kind of switch it around, and you got something brand new and it could be a lot worse. Okay, so that's the problem, that the vaccines are really not the answer. In a very practical sense, it takes several years to not only, it takes about 6 months to develop a vaccine on an average these days. That's if you're really lucky, by the way. And about another couple of years to make enough to make a difference. Well, that problem has not gone away. We haven't found a way to make vaccines a lot faster successfully yet. We're experimenting, and maybe in the future they'll be able to do better. But even if it took a year total to make the vaccine and then to create it and then to make it, it's just too long. A pandemic only lasts a year or two, and it can kill hundreds of millions to over a billion people. That's right. If it's a bad enough pandemic, if it's a bad enough flu. Okay. Now, enough of the flu. We're going to be doing this promotion, and I'm going to tell you the times now. Now, the times aren't going to be that helpful because I'll give you the date. The first thing is Sunday, October 7th. That's this Sunday. Yeah, we are promoting this because we are sponsoring this show. Yeah, you'll if you watch the show, and I hope you will, you know, it's supposed to be on at 6 to 8 at 9 to 11. Those are the same show repeated in Pacific time. And you don't, you know, if you're in a different time zone, then look where you are at. Also, that is for cable. I don't know for sure that that's going to be true for satellites. So if you're with Dish or Direct TV, even one of those, you need to go to your own listings to find out when this show will be on. Now, we have a couple of commercials that are going to explain how ViraPel works during the first and second hours. Where actually, our commercials are in the first hour. It's right off in the first segment where they break away. And in the second hour, it's at the end of the show. Not at the very end, but it's the last commercial before the show goes off the air. It's at actually an hour and 50 minutes out of the 2 hours that the show is on. These are really good spots, by the way. We're excited that they gave us those. But at any rate, these commercials are relatively fast, so keep your eyes peeled, 30 seconds each. And they're going to tell you something about ViraPel. So please tune in. Tune in because you're going to want to watch this show because it's going to tell you some of what we're going to be talking about tonight and more. Okay, what is 5G? How does this science work? Where does it come from? Well, you've heard me, if you've listened to the show before, you've heard me talk about the chakras. There are seven major chakras. What makes a chakra major compared to a minor center? A major chakra has consciousness associated with it, which means that we can take the information that comes from the chakra and use it directly to make knowledge. It's a fantastic thing. It also develops one of our senses, so that's a fantastic part of it. But besides these seven major chakras, the Chinese, as an example, discovered that there were about 300 additional, give or take, 300 or so minor chakras. These are the little points in the meridians that in the natus center, which is like the correspondence and electromagnetic energy of our nervous system, that develop more information, but we can't be directly conscious of that information that comes through them. And then that information, eventually, if our centers are working properly, is fed into one or more major centers. And those points, those little centers, those little mini centers, are where when you go for, or if you do go for acupuncture or acupressure, that's where those little places where they put the needles are, or someone presses on, that changes the flow of an energy called chi energy. It's actually the first part of one of the three parts of Kundalini, sometimes referred to as Pingala. You might say, these words, I can't handle the words. Okay, listen, it took me years to remember them, so I'll be gentle with the words. But the point is, it's the first chi energy, and the first chi energy really keeps us alive. It's the energy of life itself. If that energy isn't flowing through us, and if it gets retained and stuck inside of us, we very quickly age and or we just plain die. We certainly get sick. Now, you might say, okay, well, that's interesting. What does that got to do with the flu? Well, you see, that's what these pathogens do, is they invade us, and they live off of our chi energy. Yeah, honestly, you think I'm kidding. No, I'm not. They actually are able to suck the chi right out of us. They live on it, and it helps them to grow. Now, they also infect cells and mitochondria, and they get the cells to follow what they want to do, etc. You might say, well, why is it both ways? Because it's both physical, which is like Western medicine, and it's etheric or electromagnetic, which is Eastern medicine. It's both of those things. Now, you may not have known that Eastern medicine really involves itself in the electromagnetic parts of our physical body. There are other parts of us besides that are actually, in my mind, more interesting. They're astral and they're mental. But pathogens predominantly like the etheric physical parts. That's where they predominantly infect us and do their evil deeds. Yeah. Okay, so now that I've given you the nature of the problem, which is that almost all pathogens are not just living off of our physical nature, but they're living off of our etheric nature. Because of this, the condition of our chi determines whether or not we're going to get sick if exposed to something, not just the condition of our immune system. Now, let me tell you a little story. I'll do it as quickly as I can because I got about a minute here. You know, in Western medicine, it has been assumed, it's called the allopathic model, that if your immune system is at a certain level, that you get sick based upon exposure to a particular germ or pathogen. And I'm going to tell you that there have been numerous studies, particularly done in Canada, but in other places as well, where this has been proven not to be true. In other words, two people with identical immune systems, or as close as they can get them, one person gets sick and the other one doesn't. And they're both exposed at the same level to the same type of germ. Go figure. Well, the answer to that little equation is that they have different levels of qi that are running through themselves, and in one person, if they're selfish and self-focused, the qi gets stuck in their body, and they're much more open to getting ill than another person where the qi is flowing through them, and there's not much those pathogens can get their mitts on to grow themselves and to help themselves to become bigger, better, stronger, nastier germs. Yes. Well, when we come back from break, I'll tell you a lot more about that whole subject. And we will be back in about 2.5 minutes.
Hi, everyone. Since childhood, I've had questions about my life and life in general that I couldn't find adequate answers to. Questions like, why am I here? Why are others here? Does the universe have a purpose? And how does that relate to my life? More recently, I've been wondering what happens when we die, especially the reasons why. I'm more of a doubter than a believer in many things, and answers that include the whys allow me to think and figure out the truth for myself. I've been reading a book, Life's Hidden Meaning. This one book contains more answers, including the whys, than all other sources I've read or heard. It's amazing to me that every one of my questions has been thoroughly answered. More importantly, I have found that all of these answers so far have checked out to be true. I hope this message helps some of you in your quest for better understanding. The name of this wonderful book is, again, Life's Hidden Meaning by metaphysician Niles McFlower. Some bookstores sell it. I got my copy directly from the publisher at agelesswisdom.com. Life's Hidden Meaning may enlighten your mind and bring some peace and joy to your heart.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. ViroPel is a dietary supplement. It is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Colds and flu are a problem that many want answers and alternatives for. Let me tell you about ViroPel, a certified all-organic herbal and nutraceutical formula designed to support relief from symptoms of cold and flu. With so much concern about potential bird flu outbreaks, there may be some help. ViroPel's patents include proven immune enhancement, adding significant preventative and other immune system benefits. In effectiveness trials, most experienced relief from symptoms in 2 to 3 days. Think about how long your last flu symptoms lasted. Incredible and amazing are the words most often used to describe the effects of ViroPel. Using 136 of the highest grade ingredients in a new science gives ViroPel its effectiveness. Relief could be just 1 to 3 days away. To learn more or to purchase ViroPel, call Alternative Health Approaches at 800-777-7850. That's 800-777-7850. Or visit ViroPel, that's ViruPel.org.
Well, we're back, and this is Why Life Is. I'm your host, Niles McFlower. If you would like to call in, you can. Yes, you can. 877-876-5227 in the U.S. If you're in Canada, 888-815-9756. And I'm going to continue telling you about the science of Fai Chi and also what it is that really makes us sick and makes us age and all kinds of issues, giving more information out about how Qi energy, which is one of the kundalinis, is actually the first of the three kundalini energies. It's the energy of life itself, and it's what connects us. It's what makes us really a unit, you might say. If you don't have any Qi, you're not alive in that dimension any longer. So you got to have your Qi energy moving through you, or you're not going to be alive in that dimension. The Qi energy is a critical part of staying well, And normally it does a great job just by on its own. You don't have to really do anything with it because it naturally flows through us from, we'll say, the earth. It's actually the spirit of earth, but we'll say the earth, and moves through us, and it goes on to other life. So it like connects. It makes life one, which is a good thing. One life is a great thing to think of. We're all kind of one. Now, if the chi energy is interfered with, then it does the opposite. Instead of connecting us with other life, it separates us. When we are separated from other life, we're in a state of dying. Yeah. Now, you might say, well, okay, what causes chi energy to separate us? And what causes that is our own thinking and behaviors. So if we are focused in on ourselves and are selfish, the results will be that the chi energy gets stuck inside of us instead of flowing out and connecting us to other life. This is a terrible, terrible result, because after a period of time, what happens is we age. We lose our senses, because the senses come from the chi energy enlivening our chakras, the major chakras, and it eventually leads to the aging process and death. Yeah. Now you might say, well, everybody dies. Guess what? Yeah, you got it. Everybody's selfish. That's human. What about beings that are not human, that are beyond human? No. They don't experience the same kinds of effects that humans do, because they are not selfish in the bodies that humans live in. Those bodies don't actually die. They may flee them at a time because they want the energies to have some experiences on their own. But it's a kind of different, totally different kind of way of existing. Another show, another time. Okay, so let's get back to this question of Fai Chi. And how does it work? What does it do that's different than other kinds of herbal medicines or any other kind of medicine? Well, Fai Chi, first of all, can work with almost anything. It could theoretically even work with allopathic medicines to some degree. Allopathic medicines tend to push the Chi energy. They don't even know they're doing this, by the way, most people that work with allopathic medicines. Allopathic medicines are like prescription drugs like you get in the West. And they tend to push the energies from one specific major center to another specific major center, and rarely they affect individual and intelligently minor centers. So they're really like, it's like taking a bulldozer inside your body and say, I'm going to just push everything over here, and because there's too much retained energy in this center, because they don't know about that, but they're treating it anyway. And they push it all the way over to some other center that doesn't have as much energy in it. Well, the center that gets all the energy suddenly has something called side effects. Sometimes those side effects are scarier than the thing that you were trying to treat in the first place. Have you been watching those ads on TV recently? I mean, you know, for the prescription drugs from the pharmaceutical companies. It's amazing. You know, they say, well, you know, you've got an itchy scalp, take this. Of course, your hair may fall out, or worse, you may die. Maybe you'll have breathing problems for the rest of your life. You know, that kind of thing. And that's the side effects. Yeah, you're curing one thing, but you may be making some other things much, much worse. And it's because you're taking a club to the body, and you're going after things in a way that doesn't balance, but it imbalances the centers. And we're talking about major centers. Most drugs actually work on the major centers, and the minor ones only a little bit. They actually concentrate, in some cases, herbs so much so that they eliminate how the herbs really work, which is mostly on the minor centers, and balancing those out so they have a very minimal effect on a major center. They concentrate them to the point where they only affect the major centers, or mostly affect them, and it's like toxic. That's the problem. Allopathic medicine can be a big problem. But if you are using allopathic medicine and you're finding that it is, you know, you need it or it works or whatever, you can take herbal medicines with it that will help to actually balance better and reduce some of the side effects of the allopathic medicine and improve the overall effects. Yeah. I hope this is making some sense to you. I'm going a little bit fast, I know, but I got a lot to cover, and so I am trying to do it at a pace that hopefully it will be understandable. Okay, you might say, well, all right, okay, I kind of got the idea here. I kind of got the idea, but what about, okay, so you're saying that basically this Phi Chi tends to work upon the centers in an intelligent way. Yes, I am. But beyond that, I'm also saying that Phi Chi identifies two qualities that have not ever been cataloged in any way that I'm familiar with, and that is that it identifies the quality of the pathogens. In other words, the pathogens are dealing with the body by going after a whole slew of different minor centers and some of the major ones. And it identifies in what herbs, what herbal products, and some other nutraceuticals, which is usually come from herbs, by the way, what those herbs do to balance which minor centers, remember there's over around 300 of them, and which major centers, so that you can apply in a very scientific way, cause and effect, an herbal remedy, and you may have to use dozens, if not hundreds, I know it sounds like a lot, of herbs to achieve this result, a perfect balance to the specific pathogen or type of pathogens that you're dealing with. You might say, well, why not just take everything? Well, because some herbs counter other herbs. Some herbs imbalance the system, and the quantities get to be very, very important, how much you take of each one. So it gets a little complicated to do this science, and you almost have to have a supercomputer if you were using one. The mind can do it if you have a good mind, a really good mind. But the important point here is that it is a science. In other words, you can figure out specifically what combination of herbs to use against what kinds of pathogens and even what kinds of weaknesses and other issues you might have inside your body, all caused, again, by retained G energy. So this is a new way to look at an old practice, which is that of using herbal medicine and also homeopathic medicines, and in addition, balancing out some of the negative effects coming from allopathic medicines. Very interesting stuff, I think. Okay, so we have done this with a number of formulas, about 28 so far. And so we've tested some of them, not all of them yet. And so far, we're getting remarkable results. As an example, I'm going to deal now specifically with the Virapel, V-I-R-U-P-E-L. Yes, Virapel, that's the name of it. And what we did is we looked at the worst kinds of flus. And the worst kind of flus are the flus that are considered to be avian or bird flus, because these kinds of flus mutate faster and have more extreme symptoms. The worst of them actually causes you to attack your own body with your immune system and destroy yourself and kill yourself. It's called the cytokine immune storm syndrome. And these particular flus can cause this effect in people, usually quickly, like a day or two or three after you get the flu, or at least get the symptoms from the flu, so you can get this terrible, terrible effect. Another thing that these flus do is they learn to get deep into the lungs, much deeper than lower in the lungs, where it's harder to fight them off. And where they work with bacteria to cause secondary pneumonias. Amazing, pneumonias. All right, so it's very important to realize that these flus are the bad guys. They have caused, in the past, millions and millions of deaths. But now we are facing the worst of any of them so far. That's this H5N1 version. That has to do with the two molecules that make up the flu, the H5 molecule and N1 molecule. And that particular flu is so far been the most fatal of any flu so far that we've ever encountered. 55 to 60% of the people who get this flu die from it. That's terrible. And people between the ages as early as possibly 13, but certainly as not any later than 18, and somewhere between 40 and 45 years old, tend to get this cytokine immune storm syndrome where the flu is causing the immune system of the people to attack their own bodies and to destroy their bodies, organ by organ, literally attacking the bodies and causing them to bleed terribly, internally and externally, until the person just succumbs. Now, this is a very bad effect. So we worked on how can, using Fai Chi, we come up with a formula that may work on this kind of flu, which doesn't even, at that time, there were no human-to-human cases that we knew of at that time. This was several years ago. And we came up with what we think to be the best possible formula. I can't guarantee it really does work on bird flu, but I can tell you this, it absolutely works on its cousin, or the closest thing we can come to when we tested it, which was H3N2. Now, that flu was a nasty A-type flu, but it didn't do the cytokine immune storm problem, and so there were some differences. So you can't say, we couldn't say, that it would be effective, but it's the closest thing we think of, and it was designed so it would do it, and it does everything else we would hope it to do. So our hope is that it's going to work on bird flu, and it's the closest thing that we know of that might. A lot of people say, well, what about these drugs called Tamiflu and Relenza? Well, listen, if you have them, use them. If I had bird flu, I'd take everything I could find. I mean, that would work. It might work. But those drugs have not been proven to be effective against the cytokine immune storm syndrome. So the people who are in the healthiest age range, the healthier your immune system, the more likely you are to get the cytokine immune storm syndrome. And those drugs have not been proven at this point to be able to be effective against that syndrome. As a matter of fact, they may aggravate it. That's right, because they may actually get the immune system to overreact even further. Whoa. Now, that's a scary thing. But if you took it with Viropel, there might be a good result, because Viropel is designed to modulate the immune system and reduce the likelihood that the immune system is going to overreact. Instead, it's going to react appropriately, which means it won't attack us. We hope. Yeah. But we have seen evidence of that in other circumstances other than bird flu, because bird flu is really not here yet. I mean, yes, there's been a few human-to-human cases in the last few months. There has been hundreds, but not that many, but hundreds of cases of infection from animals, mostly birds. But the point is that those cases have been so isolated that nobody's really had an opportunity to experiment on anything. I mean, they're usually in foreign countries, not the U.S., and they're in places where you don't have an opportunity to get in there and say, well, we have this new dietary supplement called Viropel. It's not a drug, but it is working on the model of Fai Chi, and then everybody looks at you and say, huh? And by the time you even communicate what it does and how it does, the likelihood is that the people are either going to be dead or have overcome the problem themselves. All right. So looking at this whole circumstance, we have come up with what we think, based upon the science of Fai Chi, is the best and most reasonable preventative and possibly curing type of dietary supplement. This is not a prescription. You don't have to go out and get a prescription, and it is not classified as a drug. But it does, we can make certain claims about it because it does have some patented ingredients that allows us to make legitimate claims that you may hear in the commercials that we have out there, etc. It's important to realize, though, that as far as I know, this is my own personal thought and opinion on this thing, there is nothing else that is probably going to, at the present time, be a very good likelihood of being successful in dealing with bird flu. I know you've heard about Tamiflu a lot, but I would do a lot of reading between the lines and look at the results before you rely too much on that specific drug. Our country, the United States, has Of course, invested a lot of money in Tamiflu. I think they have 9 million doses or something on hand. I'm not sure what it is. But the chances that it will stop a pandemic are probably not very good. And I want to talk about stopping pandemics when we come back from break in about 2.5 to 3 minutes or so.
What book are you reading?
It's a novel, kind of, about romance, love, and spiritual life in general.
Kind of a novel? What do you mean?
Well, it's based on some real-life experiences and even real characters. Some of their experiences are fascinating and remarkable. I can't put this book down.
How come the title is Afterlife Love?
That's part of the fascination. This book describes the afterlife in intricate detail and even explains why things are the way they're explained.
But how can anyone write about or know that?
Some of the characters travel out of body to some places that people who've already died also go to. I'm finding it completely believable because it all makes sense and fits into a bigger picture for me.
Hon, what happens to these people?
You can read it for yourself when I'm done if you want.
Better yet, I'll get my own copy so we can discuss it while we read. Let me see. I'll write down the title. It's Afterlife Love by Niles McFlower. M-A-C-F-L-O-U-E-R.
Afterlife Love is available in some bookstores and from the publisher at agelesswisdom.com or 480-966-3132. That's 480-966-3132.
Let me tell you about most supplements that help support joint health, movement, and ease. They usually contain a few helpful substances that work on some people moderately well. For many others, these levels of help are either not enough or are not helpful at all. But there is a product that contains 36 different high-potency and very effective ingredients that support overall joint health, movement, and ease when moving. It's Freedom of Movement by Alternative Health Approaches, and it works in many different ways. This formula is critically balanced to synergistically and dramatically improve joint movement through supportive health, and usually within several hours. The relief generally lasts for an entire day and over time can be permanent. Freedom of Movement comes with a money-back guarantee. Even shipping is refunded for the first bottle. This unique formulation has helped thousands to maintain joint health. The price is $24.95 for a 90-caplet bottle. It's available from Alternative Health Approaches at 800-777-7850. Give this powerful all-natural supplement a try if you haven't found relief from other sources. That's Freedom of Movement. Call 800-777-7850.
Okay, we're back, and this is Why Life Is. I'm your host, Niles McFlower, and today we're talking about the science of Fai Chi and herbal medicine and all kinds of other interesting things. Dealing with that, for those of you who did not hear earlier, I'm part of a spiritual group. We've developed a herbal product, which is a dietary supplement. It's all, by the way, it's all certified as having organic only herbs in it. I mean, well, it has other things than herbs, but all the herbs are organic, okay? That's the best way for me to put it. But it's mostly herbs. And it has hundreds, way over 100 herbs in it. So these are all organic certified. Okay, now, the important thing to state at this point is that if you are interested at all in pandemic bird flu, you should, hopefully, and you can, watch this Sunday on either cable television or satellite television, one of the two, and look, check your local listings this Sunday evening, a program on pandemic bird flu. And please watch it. Even if you're not interested in our product, watch the program because it's very important. The show itself is representing that it's inevitable. That's what they're saying, basically. Inevitable we're going to have bird flu. I don't think it's quite that extreme, but very, very high likelihood there's going to be a pandemic within the next year or two, in my opinion. They're saying at any moment. I think that may be a little bit hyperbole, but maybe not. You know, that's their opinion. And it's on the Science Channel, Discovery Science Channel, which, interestingly, is a pretty reputable station, believe me. I will also mention that we do have two commercials per show on two shows consecutively, the same show, Pandemic Bird Flu. And those commercials are going to be telling you about a product called ViraPel, a dietary supplement that treats flu. Now, does it treat bird flu? I can't say for sure it does. I gave my opinion in the last segment that I think it's the best shot, but that doesn't mean that I'm right. It just is an opinion coming from me, yes. But, and it's not represented by the company. It's represented by me. This is my opinion. Freedom of speech. I'm saying it because I think it. Okay. But at any rate, I think it's important to realize that if you're concerned after you watch this show, or if you're concerned even now, the best preparedness, in my opinion, is to have something that might work, and this is the only thing I know that might work on bird flu at this time. Even if it didn't, having it around for colds and flu is a very important issue. And the flu itself is a serious enough disease without it being bird flu, because several percent of the population get the flu each year that have very serious complications and die from it. So, I mean, it's not a small issue. I mean, I think it's about 36,000 people in the United States die from flu on an average each year. That's a lot of people, considering that the season's only like 4 months or something. Yeah, I mean, the big season, where most of the cases appear. So a third of the year, you have 36,000 deaths. It's a good thing that it doesn't go all year round. But if there's a pandemic, it will. And that's what I want to talk about now. What if there is a pandemic? What does that mean? Well, a pandemic is different than just a normal kind of flu season, because in a pandemic, the disease is capable of carrying itself through the warmer months, because the virus becomes so virulent through mutation that it can survive the warmer months, and it infects so many people that there's a pool of people that are continuously sick, and it just keeps it going. Yes, it does ebb and flow, and there are worse periods than others. Usually the colder periods are the worst periods, but it just keeps going in waves. And usually the second wave of the pandemic is the most fatal. The first wave usually is about a third as fatal as, or a quarter to a third as fatal as the second wave. The second wave could be horrendously bad. And in 1918, the last bird flu that we had as a pandemic, that particular flu, which really was 2 years, let's say 1918, so between 1918 and 1920, but that particular flu killed about 5% of the people that got infected with it. And it infected a huge number of people. And worldwide, it killed... Now, this number has changed, but it looks like about 100 million people died from it worldwide as of today. When they originally came out, they kind of played it down to 50 million, but it looks like it's around 100 million people died. But the world was only 2 billion people. If you multiply that by the number of people in the world today, that would be over 150 million, I mean, over 300 million people today would succumb to that particular flu. I'm going to tell you something. That flu was 11 times less fatal than the present variety of bird flu that we are seeing crop up in a few cases, a few hundred cases, mostly away from, or completely actually, away from this country. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means 11 times, and it could be as much as 12 times more fatal than the Spanish flu, as it was called, in 1918, which is bird flu. That's an incredible number. You start thinking about these numbers. Okay, well, if you really did the math, if you were just to multiply it out, it doesn't quite work this way. If you multiplied 300 million times 12, it would be 3.6 billion people could die from this. That's over half of the world population. But it really doesn't work that way, because as people are dying off that quickly, the rate of contact lessens. And so it might be half it, or it might be a third of that. But but it certainly could be well over a billion people could die from this kind of bird flu. Oh, my. Now, how do you stop that? Well, there's only one way that the World Health Organization has, in their response, suggested that you could stop a pandemic, and that is you need to have, first of all, some product, they'll say drug, that will interfere with people first getting the flu and curing those people who get it fairly quickly so that they don't run out and you can't isolate them. And then you have to saturate, any place there's an outbreak, you have to saturate for rings of miles or kilometers away from them, going up for hundreds of miles or kilometers away from where the outbreak is, giving people this product or drug to prevent them from getting sick. Because if you don't do it that way, you'll never catch up with the thing because it's so easy for a flu to break out through an airplane flight or whatever. It's very difficult to keep it contained. And so you've got to try this saturation method of literally completely treating huge numbers of people who may not even need to be treated so that they won't come down with the flu, or if they do, they come down with a very mild case, to try to prevent a pandemic from happening. It's called blanketing. That's what they call it, blanketing. And it's not very effective. It's not effective at all if you don't have a product or drug that can treat the bird flu. And other than Viropil, I don't know of anything out there that will really do the job. They're pushing Tamiflu and Relenza. These are two drugs that are antiviral, but the reports do not comfort me in what they have discovered. There was a gal, a physician in Vietnam, who discovered that all of the Vietnamese patients who got bird flu were treated with Tamiflu, and they all died. 100% died of the ones that she treated, 45 patients. And the Tamiflu had no effect other than possibly increasing the cytokine immune storm syndrome, which is the thing that killed most of them. That isn't a good result. Not a good result at all. You can check that. That has been suppressed, interestingly. That story was in the, I think it was in the London Times, but it got kind of suppressed in our news here in this country. I think because we had invested so much in Tamiflu, as many countries have. And I don't think the governments want people to know about it. Maybe. That's just my guess. I could be wrong about that. Okay, so blanketing is the method. And having as much, if Viropil works, having as much of it out there so that people can use it and maybe have tried it before and seen how it works on colds and flu beforehand is a good idea, because if more people have it, then more people can take it if there is an outbreak, a potential even pandemic. Now, does that mean that we really think we could even produce enough and that the World Health Organization would distribute it? I don't think so. But if enough of you out there were to start using Viropil and realize that it works so well on other flus, maybe that information would trickle to the World Health Organization, because we've tried contacting them and they just ignore us, maybe they would be more responsive. So our plan is to do that. Our plan is to try to get as many people to try this Viropil on everything from colds to flus to prove that it really does work on those, so that maybe it will dawn on them to say, hey, there are just spiritual goofballs in Arizona that have this stuff that may work. You know, so that's kind of our philosophy and thought process. It's a plan, but it's kind of like we can't really do it alone. So all of you listening out there might want to participate in this, because it's the only way we can see that there's much hope, and we may only have a year or so before it won't make any difference anyway, at least not to the people who don't have this product, if it does work on bird flu. And if it doesn't, at least it certainly works on colds amazingly well. I don't want to get too much in colds, but in 12 to 24 hours, most people have their symptoms of colds gone. I mean, gone. What else can you take that does that for you? Let me know about it if there is something. But the other thing is that you do have to take it for another day, at least, past when the symptoms are gone. Some people stop taking it, and that's not a good thing, because you could get the cold back. But anyway, it does that on colds, and then on flus, it gets rid of the major symptoms, even on the worst flus that we could find to test it on, in about 2.5 days. Now, how many times have you had a really bad flu that you got rid of most of the bad symptoms, all the bad symptoms, in 2.5 days? Come on. How about 2.5 weeks, right? Yeah. I know people that are sick after that considerably and have many other side effects, including pneumonia. Something to consider and to think about. All right, so the science of Fai Chi really is the science in metaphysics of rebalancing energies that we keep in our bodies because we are self-focused. It's the nature of human beings to be selfish. And it's the reason that we grow older. It's the reason we get loss of sense and we eventually die from all kinds of things, usually things that aren't pleasant and are kind of nasty. You can rebalance some of these energies if you use herbal and homeopathic products. And you can do so in ways that gives you more time to maybe live a life that is more virtuous, in which case you will really help yourself because that is the ultimate treatment. But it takes more time than some people sometimes have left to live on their own. So having herbal products and homeopathic products are kind of like an important crutch to help us if we're going to really make changes in ourselves as we grow older. Usually that's when people usually get a little wiser and they start living their lives a little more spiritually. And that's what the ball game is all about, for those of you who may not have heard me say that so many times in prior shows. Very important part of it. And if you really, really want to be of help in what we're doing, you can tell everybody out there about this show. Have them listen to it. We're going to try to get it up on the air as soon as possible, up on our site. And also, let everybody know about the Pandemic Bird Flu Show. It's a two-hour special on the Science Channel, on the Discovery Channels, the Science Channel, which will be on cable or on satellites Sunday evening, October 7th, this Sunday. Very important to let everybody know about it, because if they don't know about it, they're not going to be informed about pandemic flu. And again, if people aren't informed about that, I don't know how we're going to get our plan, so to speak, to try to save as many people, help as many people, maybe stop a pandemic. Who knows? Whatever we can do, we're going to try. That's what we're here for. We're here to try to be of some service. That's what this is about. And that's what we're trying. You can help us by letting other people know. Also, you should know that the information that I've given out today, some of the information I've given out today, is posted on bbsradio.com on the Why Life Is page. So you can go there and get that information. Also, I want to mention quickly that I'm going to be talking. Where am I going to be talking? There's going to be a show in those of you who are in Boston or who have internet radio. You can go to WDISAM.com and listen to a show that I've done on miracles. Yeah. And that's at 2 to 3 p.m. on Pacific Daylight Time. If you're somewhere other than on the Pacific time zone, you know how to reconvert that, I'm sure. And this is coming out of Boston. So if you're in Boston, you can listen to it on AM radio directly. Yeah. You just tune in to WDIS AM radio. And I don't know, you know, someone's got to give me the number on the dial in Boston because I don't know what number on the dial it is. But if you listen, you can directly hear the show over the airways in Boston, or if you're anywhere in the world, you can hear it on internet radio. And that's on Miracles. That was a great show. So you can get it. That's on Sunday, October 7th. At 2 to 3 p.m. And then right after that, you know, a few hours later, there's going to be, of course, the Pandemic Bird Flu Show. So you can get a double whammy. You like that. First you can hear me talking about miracles, and maybe it will be a miracle if we can stop pandemic bird flu. And then the other thing is you can listen to watch the Pandemic Bird Flu Show on the Science Channel. At the same time, you'll see our commercials from ViroPel, ViroPel, V-I-R-U-P-E-L, on that station. So please, do all that. Tell everybody you know about it. let people know, because that's how we can all make a difference. And you can also go to virapel.org if you want to educate yourself more about Virapel, honestly. And if you ever want to buy Virapel, I'm not here to, you know, we have a commercial on this show to sell it. I'm not really trying to sell it right now at this moment, but you can go to virapel.com if you want to buy it. Virapel.org if you're interested in getting educated. And it's all, and on people's comments or whatever, you want to find out what people are saying about it, just anything you need to know, you go to virapel.org. Well, I hope today's show has been informative, has given you some ideas about illnesses and disease and all the things that are important to understand in this crazy world that we're in. And I'm also hoping that we're going to have some level of, I hope we'll call it connectivity to the audience that's listening right now, because we can't do it alone, honestly. I mean, we can produce these products, barely. It's quite expensive and an ordeal for us, but it's beyond us to be able to really get the whole word out. So let other people know. And even if you're only half convinced, tell other people about it, let them think on their own, because that's what we try to do, is get everybody to think. And you don't have to agree, but it's good to at least communicate and understand. And until next week, and I'll be very interested in hearing from any of you about what you thought about the Sunday show on pandemic bird flu. But until next week, this has been Niles McFlower for Why Life Is.